while the Second London Naval Treaty had lifted a number of restrictions on overall fleet size, it had also dropped the displacement of light cruisers to just 8,000 tonnes from the previous limit of 10,000. This left the Royal Navy trying to figure out what exactly they could actually get on this displacement, which in turn led to a series of design studies that produced perhaps the most varied set of options in a British cruiser design programme yet seen. They started out with a Town class as a default, ideally using the better equipped and protected Gloucester subclass as opposed to the older Southampton type, but even though the Towns as a whole had come in closer to 9,000 than 10,000 tonnes, it was still a lot to ask them to drop more than 1,000 tonnes more without giving up some significant capability, significantly more than just becoming more cramped. This led to several waves of design. First to be tested was changes in armament, with the main options considered being replacing the 4 6-inch turrets with either 3 quadruple turrets, which retained 12 guns but allowed the ship to become slightly shorter, 2 triples and 2 twins, the twins superfiring over the triples, which gave 10 guns and also slightly shortened the ship as well as making it somewhat lighter, and 3 triples for 9 guns, which completely dropped the aft superfiring turret and obviously represented the greatest saving in weight and length. All of these options managed to reduce the hull length to some degree, but none of them made it any closer to the target than 8,500 tonnes. And so instead, a 5.25 inch armour was considered. This would allow the 4-inch anti-aircraft battery to be dropped completely, as of course the 5.25 inch was dual purpose. And this effort would yield several designs, including a number of 14 and 16 gun designs, the latter with no less than 4 twin turrets stacked up superfiring, both fore and aft. At the same time, these armament variations also had different levels of speed and protection applied to them to see what might result in a somewhat balanced design. Eventually, it was concluded that a slight reduction in speed compared to the Towns, which also then came with a reduction in machinery space size, was acceptable as long as this was still over 30 knots. And armour could also be reduced a little to around about 3.5 inches on the belt. After much further debate and more design studies, 2 frontrunners emerged, a 14-gun 5.25-inch armed ship favoured by Admiral Henderson, and a ship with 12 6-inch guns that reverted broadly to the Southampton layout for most other things. These were labelled K-25G Star and K-31 respectively, with the latter, the 6-inch armed vessel, only just meeting the minimum speed requirements. The Admiralty, however, decided going against Admiral Henderson, and they selected K-31. Unsurprisingly, the design then had to go through extensive modifications, especially in terms of thinning down various bits of armour, to get it to actually fit into 8,000 tonnes. It got to the point that one of the director towers was removed and the torpedo launchers were also taken out of the official design, although space was left to install them at very short notice. The end result was the Fiji class, technically just under 8,200 tonnes, armed with 12 6-inch guns in 4 triple turrets, a pair superfiring forward and another pair aft, 8 4-inch anti-aircraft guns in 4 twin mountings, 2 per side, a pair of quadruple 40mm pom-poms, and a pair of triple torpedo launchers, 1 per side, the latter having been brought back in once the ships were under construction. Design speed ended up being 31.5 knots, thanks to 72,500 shaft horsepower that drove 4 screws, with a 3.5-inch belt, but very minimal armour on the turrets and barbettes. But with dramatic advances in naval technology, as well as advances in threats to naval ships, there was a huge demand for additional space and weight, especially up high, for the installation of radar, more anti-aircraft guns, and various other things. And given just how cramped the design was, the last 3 ships would be built without the aft superfiring 6-inch turret, and instead another quadruple pom-pom was installed there. These ships would be known as the Ceylon subclass. 8 of the Fiji class would be laid down between the end of 1937 and 1939, with the three Ceylons laid down in 1939, and all ships commissioning between mid-1940 and mid-1943. A number of the Fijis would then also have their aft superfiring turret removed to save weight to allow for other additions, with the class generally being known in some publications and papers even at the time as the Crown Colony class, as for the most part the ships were named for various British colonies. Only two of the class would actually be lost in action. Fiji was sunk barely a year into commission when she, along with the Gloucester, ran out of anti-aircraft ammunition while under sustained air attack off Crete in May 1941, and Trinidad was scuttled on Arctic convoy duty, having been attacked by German bombers on her way home, having previously survived being hit by one of her own torpedoes on the way to Murmansk, the air attack compounding the damage and causing her to be rendered non-salvageable. Post-war, most of the ships in Royal Navy service would end up going into reserve in the 1950s and all would be broken up in the 1960s, but a number would be sold or loaned to various navies. The Gambia and Uganda served with the New Zealand and Canadian navies respectively, with broadly similar career times to their Royal Navy counterparts. The Nigeria went to India and became the Mysore, surviving until the 1980s, while the Ceylon and Newfoundland went to the Peruvian Navy, becoming Coronel Bolognesi and Almirante Grau, respectively, and these likewise survived until the 1980s.
That's it for this video. Thanks for watching. If you have a comment or suggestion for a ship to review, let us know in the comments below. Don't forget to comment on the pinned post for dry dock questions.